Listening Library presents Starting from Seneca Falls by Karen Schwabach. Read for you by Bernadette Dunn. To Suki and Jamie, and to Elizabeth Nields. With love, and elephants. Chapter 1. Taken on Trial. The cell was 5 feet by 9 feet and stifling hot. It contained a bucket, a pile of dirty straw, and Bridie. And it smelled of the bucket. Up near the ceiling was a small barred window. Bridie jumped up, managed to grab the bars, and walked herself up the wall. She had to turn her head sideways to peer out. Through the small slit she could see the fields and the woods, and just a corner of the graveyard. She looked away quickly. She could see the other poorhouse children out in the cabbage field weeding. A couple of the best trusted boys were using hoes, but the rest of the children were down on their knees, pulling up weeds with work-roughened hands. The children were nearly all younger than Bridie, who was 11. Boys and girls her age were usually indentured soon after they came in, especially if they came in with their parents. Parents who had ended up in the poorhouse were not considered suitable company for their own children. But Bridie had been allowed to stay while her mother's illness lasted. And now that that was over with, well, Bridie was trouble. She asked questions. She pointed out the problems with things. She had opinions about the way things ought to be. She spoke when not spoken to. And so...